علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently trying to gain inspiration from the 16th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he talks about the governance program for his community, for the Islamic community. And in the beginning of this sermon, he talks about some very important things, and one of them is the issue of piety, where he says that a person who takes lessons from the past will realize that piety is something that is going to stop him from making mistakes, will stop him from entering into doubtful scenarios, is going to stop him from entering into wrong areas. So here, piety is a very important thing, and is being emphasized by Imam Ali alayhi salam very strongly in this sermon. So now the very important thing that comes in our minds is, what is piety? What is taqwa? So normally what people feel when they think about a pious person, they feel a pious person is one who sits in a corner and he prays and he remembers God, or he always has a rosary in his hands, always is reciting some form of remembrance of God. But this is a very limited understanding of piety, and inshallah we shall discuss about the in-depth understanding of who a pious person is according to the Quran and the riwayat, inshallah.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about what is piety in Islam, because we talked about the fact that piety, according to, if we look at history and we look, try to understand the events that took place in the past, we will realize that piety is that thing that stops people from entering into doubtful and shady areas and areas of confusion. Rather, it will put a person on the right track. And we say that piety cannot mean just performing zikr or remembrance of God just in a simple manner, or just praying full time or fasting, because these will not give you the tools to be able to analyze history in a way that is going to stop you from making mistakes. These are not those things that will stop you from making errors. Yes, to a certain degree, they will give you a state of spirituality, But are they the only and the main cause for you to stay away from evil? It is not very clear. This is not the actual reasoning, because you've seen people who used to pray, who used to fast, but they were not able to stop themselves from entering into areas of darkness. That doesn't mean that these things don't have a role in guidance. They have a very important role in guidance, but is it the main cause or is it the complete cause? That's not the case. Inshallah, we'll discuss about what are those main causes. And that will, the main cause will only be understood when we understand what is the actual meaning of piety. So what is piety? We can understand piety in two ways. And both ways are like two dimensions, or two, you can say, sides of one coin, and which is piety. And these two dimensions, they actually lead to one effect, one powerful effect. So the first one that I'm going to talk about, the first dimension of piety, is that one where a person is careful, is sensitive, and he is very, very accurate in what he is doing. Accuracy, sensitivity, and carefulness. These are the main aspects of the first dimension of piety.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the meaning of piety, and we said that piety doesn't mean just sitting in a corner and praying and fasting and holding a rosary, which are good things in their own selves, but you need a deeper understanding. And that deeper understanding is that piety has got two meanings, rather, or there are two dimensions of one reality that I'm going to speak about. The one dimension is the issue of being careful, being sensitive, being accurate in what you do. In fact, in the narrations, we have this same meaning told to us. For example, in one of the narrations from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, when he was asked, what is piety? Then he replied with an example. He says that, have you ever been in a desert which is full of thorns and shrubs while wearing the long Arabian cloth? You know, the dashdashe that the Arabs used to wear. Sometimes it would, of course, it would be a long cloth that goes to till the feet, that covers you from top and goes towards the feet. And if you are wearing such a cloth and you enter the desert which has shrubs and thorns, then definitely those shrubs and thorns will get stuck to your cloth, and they will enter your feet. So you need to be very careful. So he tells the person, have you ever been to the desert with such a cloth, walking past those shrubs and thorns? He says, yes, I've been there. So when you go there, how do you walk? You are absolutely careful. You are absolutely sensitive about everything that is there on that road, so that the thorns don't get stuck to your feet, nor do the shrubs get stuck to your cloth and tear them apart. Because if you walk without care, just looking above and whistling and maybe talking to your friends, then by the end of your journey, you probably wouldn't have a cloth on your under your feet, I mean near your feet, because it will be torn into pieces, and that would be a very serious issue for you probably. So, and maybe your legs will be full of thorns. So you'd be very careful. And this is the first dimension of piety, which is care, sensitiveness, and having that sense of accuracy. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to attain piety. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
Hada
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه